This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Come on now. There's a new movie streaming right now on Netflix. It's Tyler Perry's, My Man, A Fall from Grace. Here's the storyline, because I went down to Houston to see this movie. So let me just reel you guys on in. I was treated very special, very, very special when I went and saw this screening. The characters, Grace Waters, here's the storyline. Grace Waters, played by Crystal Fox, a longtime pillar of her Virginia community, stays composed when her ex weds his mistress, who she caught having sex, and her son moves away, her adult son. When convincing from her best friend, Sarah, played by Felicia Rashad, she tries putting herself first. It's all about me now. And a handsome stranger, Makai Brooks, becomes her surprise second love. And he's very, very sexy, by the way. Very, very sexy. Yet, any woman can snap. And Grace's new husband soon ravages her life, her work, and many say drove her crazy or near sanity. Made her sanity was tested on that point. That's what love can do. What love got to do, you'll find out in this movie. Shuttered in a cell awaiting trial for his murder, Grace's only hope for vindication lies with Jasmine, the attractive Jasmine Bryan, played by the attractive Bresha Webb, who don't know nothing. A public defender who always pleads her case, but for some reason, she wants to take this case to court, which drives Tyler Perry's character crazy. The movie also co-stars Oscar nominee Cicely Tyson and writer-director Tyler Perry. A Fall from Grace is a mesmerizing thriller built from unthinkable secrets. Dun, 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 dun. Here's my take. Because I was in Houston, that's my hometown, everybody know I'm from Fifth Ward, Tyler Perry's storytelling had me all messed up in a good way. Here's the money-making conversation interview you've all been waiting for. Here's the money-making conversation I went down to Houston to get, because my man Tyler Perry is worth the airline ticket. Please, Tyler Perry, please, Felicia Rashad, please, Crystal Fox, and Bresha Webb. Money-making conversation, the interview of a lifetime.
Okay, cool. Great. Thank you for having me, Tyler. I'm afraid of Felicia Rashad. I'm afraid of Crystal Fox. They are. Okay, I'm not giving away too much because it's a beautiful movie. You stuck your foot in this movie. You stuck, you know, like the old people say, get some food in it. You stuck your foot in it. Acting, directing. In the beginning of the movie, I thought you were just going to be a cameo role in there. But you played like a mentor in there. And I don't want to give away too much, but it felt like it was a mentorship type. And as though you was a get your job done type character, because your character is a public defender. Yes. Tell me about that for a few minutes.
I feel like when I was reading the script, it was just all there on the page.
Right.
And Jasmine, being a public defender, she wanted to give her all, but she was defeated already.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Rory, being the boss that he is, he didn't make it easy for
her. Oh, he
didn't
care. Get the plea.
And so she had to find that inner strength in herself. And so it was a joy to play.
Absolutely. The thing I want to say about your character, because of the fact that, you know, I've seen you on Have and Have Nots, mm-hmm. and this was an extension. And Tyler was really interesting because he pushed some of these characters in areas I didn't expect. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that level of expectation that he pushed you to in your role.
No, see, that's the beauty of it. Tyler gave me the script and he lets me go for it. He always allows for me to bring what I believe is in that character. Mm-hmm. That's what's so awesome about when he offers you something, you know he sees that.
Right.
So you come in and you just delve in, and if he believes it, he just lets you sail.
A fall from grace.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Sarah, played by Miss, I gotta say Miss for that character. That was, I know who you are. Television world has laid it out to you. I can't go too far with this character. But talk about preparation for that character. Talk about the lengths that you went to extend what he wanted from that character for this particular movie, A Fall from Grace.
Yes, what was important for this character was to be true in every moment.
Uh-huh.
Every single moment, whatever that moment was real. She
right.
was real in every moment.
Right. But you were misleading at times as far as the relationship.
That's beside the point.
Now, here, Miss Pleborg, now you really can't say too much because in the beginning of your character plays out as a person, you know, everybody felt that you, can I say this?
Yes.
Like a joke.
Yeah.
You being a lawyer was a joke.
Yes.
And nobody respected you. Mm-hmm. So that mean they gave you an arc in the movie.
Absolutely.
And how did that feel for you?
I mean, well, being looked at usually as a comedic actress, you don't really get to play.
And I love that.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. You don't usually get to play a multi-layered character in that way that you can show the various sides of a woman.
Right.
And how she is trying to balance her personal life and her work life.
Right.
And being defeated when she
right.
comes home from work.
Right.
So, like I said, everything was on the page, and Tyler just gave us free will to go in and really develop these characters in an honest way.
But, you know, Tyler, I know they're saying you're giving them free will. They gave you gave them free will to develop these characters, but you know what you wrote. And like you're comedic, you know, First Lady TV, you know, Have and Have. Now, all these characters that I've seen shifted in different directions from their career that they led up to that point. But you cast them in these roles. Why?
First of all, Crystal had not had a shot to be a leading role or leading in a leading role mm-hmm. and leading lady. And I thought it's high time, 40 years in the business. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited to do that for her.
Congratulations.
And also cast Brescia against type, not comedy, cast her in a dramatic role.
Absolutely.
In Acrimony, she did something.
26-year-old attorney.
Yeah. A couple small roles that were amazing. And then to add Cicely Tyson and Miss Felicia Rashad to round out this level of talent. Mm-hmm. It was incredible for me.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I laughed. I was mad. People next to me hitting me.
Yeah.
You know, you go to a black movie, there, black people sit next to you.
Yes.
When they start hitting you,
yeah.
that's a good sign.
Yes. Right.
People
yeah.
stood up in the end. Tyler, you did it! You did it! You did it!
That's
right. Really, you know, because you have a fan base.
I love that.
You know, and now you're on Netflix. Tell us about that journey for your brand.
Well, I filmed this movie. It wasn't originally with Netflix. I just filmed it, and I was going to just shop it and see where it was going to land, but they came right away.
And it landed,
like,
bro.
Yeah, they were like, come on, we got to have it. And I got to tell you, it's been the most diverse group of people I've ever worked with anything I've done in Hollywood, so I'm really excited about working with them.
You know, I know now, you know, they'll take some of these movies to theaters, and they'll put them back on, and I'm just tell you some nominations are due mm-hmm. for some of these characters in this movie. I was very impressed with the whole process and watching you build out this whole concept of allowing you to make the one. I said, looking at your character, Grace,
yes.
looking at your character, Jasmine, your character, Miss Sarah, and blend. And I was confused. You know, and I'm a writer.
Yeah.
I've been writing television a long time. And when you can take a guy like me and I'm going kind of frustrated in a good way because I don't know where this script is going.
Yes.
But when it goes and it lands in such a powerful direction. Mm-hmm. That's a testament not only to you as a director and a writer, but the characters you allow to put on the screen. But I'd be remiss because he's not here.
Yes, say it.
Mr. Brooks.
Yes.
Say it. Mr. Brooks.
Come on now.
We have to talk about him for
yes,
a second.
Yes, please.
He was sexy.
Yes.
He
represented.
Talk about him a little bit.
He was content. He has Makai Brooks as a human being.
Yes.
Has an energy about him that is just. Whew, what can I say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's quiet and still, and it's solid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is just like that.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he showed up as Shannon in this thing.
Yes, he did.
Are you kidding me? For that reason alone, that the very presence of who he is and his nuances and the way he can paint a picture as an actor is wonderful.
And the reason that's another role, again, from Supergirl to being portrayed in this character, because I didn't know where that character was going to go either.
Yeah.
You see the trailer, but believe me, trailer is only an invite to a great movie, a great project. I want to thank everybody. I hope the nominations come your way. They're deserving, not only the picture, but the characters you guys played in this movie. A Fall from Grace is a must-see. Thank you guys for taking the time.
I'm
trying to get you guys individually on my podcast, because I'm going to promote this, brother. You know me.
Thank you. Yes, right. Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
That's it, y'all. A Fall from Grace, starring Tyler Perry, Felicia Rashad, Crystal Fox, and Bresha Webb.